counting down to Lean Berets. Fasten your seatbelts, comrades, or you'd better be holding on to something heavy, like a Russian kettlebell, because you're about to enter the No Drone Throwdown Zone. This is Ron Jones and Kevin Rail, the Lean Berets, and we are Avengers of Health. Hide the donuts. You're listening to the Lean Berets radio show at theleanberets.com. Welcome, comrades. I'm Ron Jones from the Lean Berets.
And this is Kay Rail from the Lean Berets.
And we're here to explain what the Lean Berets are all about and our whole Avengers of Health philosophy.
Yes.
And Kevin, as you know, we've been getting some interesting looks with our logo and shirts and airports and malls and sporting events.
Yes, we have.
And I've had a lot of people with me just come right up and ask me, you know, what are Lean Berets and what do you guys do?
Yeah, and I have the same thing, and I pretty much summarize it in a very simplistic manner, which is we take a simplistic approach to fitness.
Yeah. So,
and health.
So, you know, in terms of like brand marketing, what's your shtick? I mean, we talk up health and fitness in a very simple way. We're trying to move America towards a healthier lifestyle. We don't have a particular exercise protocol or some kind of piece of equipment we're selling. Basically, we're health educators. And or as Kevin would say, motivational engineers, right?
Yes, that's exactly what we are. And we're not trying to fool or dupe the public on any kind of fitness gadget, fitness plan, workout plan, or some kind of low-calorie crash diet plan either.
We're very inspired by Jack Elaine, and he had a quote, first inspire, then perspire. And so when you think about the most successful person in the history of American fitness, it's Jack Elaine.
Hands down.
And we are just trying to kind of continue his work that he's done the last 50 years and modernize that with a bit of technology. And if we can inspire people mentally and spiritually to make some kind of movement towards a healthier lifestyle, then a lot of these exercise protocols and pieces of equipment out there work great.
Right.
But if you're not in mentally, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole Avengers of Health thing is, you know, we talk it up a lot. We're pretty assertive, sometimes aggressive. But we've got some very serious health issues in this country. And Kevin and I, over the course of a couple of years, just batting ideas around, are pretty much sick and tired of the dysfunctional political correctness that is standing in the way of this country making radical changes it needs to make. According to some experts, way over our head, Kevin, we've got about 10 years.
Yeah, exactly. Like Dr. Oz, for example, just about a month ago on his show, said the next generation is going to bankrupt the country.
Right.
He looked right in the TV screen and looked right at the people in the audience. And he said, the obesity epidemic is so out of control, we will be bankrupt once the next generation takes in.
And we all know how long it takes just to get a few little things done.
Uh-huh.
You know, you think, oh, I'm going to get this done in 2 or 3 hours. And next thing you know, it takes all day. Well, think about changing a whole country. Mm-hmm. We have to start not tomorrow, but now.
Yesterday we had to start.
Yeah, yesterday. And so, and we did with Lean Berets. We're throwing down hard style. And, you know, our thing is a 30-30 challenge. It's free, so we're not making any money on it. Basically, we get people to exercise 30 days in a row to kickstart their behavior for at least 30 minutes a day.
Right.
And you can check that out on our website, theleanberets.com, if you want all the details. We also have a podcast up just on the 30-30 challenge. But it's our way of inspiring people. A lot of people are doing that around the country. It's taken off.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Lean Berets started originally with that kind of 30-day in a row thing. It was a little personal meltdown that I had from working too much and not taking enough rest. And out of that, working so well, we came up with the Lean Berets and the skull and the cross carrots. It's such a serious topic. I think Kevin and I both got burned out looking at all the dismal research, and we just wanted to have some fun with this.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's mounds and mounds of politically correct BS out there floating around.
A lot of droning, too.
Yeah, a lot of droning. And we, Ron and I, like to make things simple, and we like to make things fun at the same time. And people are not going to move a damn bone in their body if it's not fun or it's not benefiting them in either way.
Yeah, and we try to have a little torque with what we do.
Right, exactly.
You know? I mean, we're going to have some horsepower and be pushing on the gas pedal a little bit, because quite frankly, we need to do that in this country.
Yeah, the time for the foo-foo and the fluff is over with for me.
Yeah, it's time to get it on.
Yeah, and we became frustrated with that, so Lean Berets is the only ticket for us.
Yeah, it's what we do.
Yeah.
And we're on Facebook, and we're also on YouTube. You can check out all of our media contacts on theleanberets.com. We'd like to see some pictures of people buying into that kind of throw down mentality. Throwing down meaning, you know, maybe just going for a walk with your dog, that's fine.
Right.
But we got to get people moving at some level. If we can at least do that, America, we can ramp the fitness to completely different levels. But it's not going to happen until people get off the couch.
Absolutely.
So you've been listening to the Lean Berets at the Lean Berets Radio. LeanBerets.com is our website. Metal Blues Today provided by Stanley J. Tucker and Calcaneus. Check them out at Calcaneus.com. Until next time, keep rocking, health and fitness, America. We've got to get it on. We must and we will.